This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. Addressing a gathering after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the TDS lithium-ion battery plant in Gujarat, the Prime Minister said the occasion also gives a new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan.
Make in India. Is yatra mein ek naya adhyay jud raha hai. Aaj se Bharat mein bane electric vehicles 100 deshon ko export kiye jayenge. साथ ही आज हाइब्रिड बैटरी इलेक्ट्रोड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी स्टार्ट हो रही है. आज का ये दिन भारत और जापान की फ्रेंडशिप को भी नया आयाम दे रहा है.
Mr. Modi said India has the strength of democracy, the advantage of demography and a large pool of skilled workforce. This, he added, creates a win-win situation for every partner of India. Earlier today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the Made in India Battery Electric Vehicles, BEVs, e-Vitara, from Hansalpur in Gujarat. The vehicles will be exported to over 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has said that India's own Iron Dome, Sudarshan Chakra, will protect strategic, civilian and nationally important sites, acting both as a shield and a sword. While addressing the Ran Samvad 2025, a two-day tri-service dialogue on war, warfare and war fighting at the Army War College in Madhya Pradesh today, General Chauhan said the system will entail the development of robust infrastructure and processes for the detection, acquisition and neutralization of the enemy's air vectors, including the use of soft skills and hard skills.
It will entail development of robust infrastructure and processes for detection, acquisition, neutralization of enemy's air vectors, including using soft skill and hard skill, both kinetic and directed energy weapons. We will have to look at multi-domain ISR, integration of ground, air, maritime, undersea, space sensors, all becoming a key necessity and integrating them.
General Chauhan said Operation Sindoor was a modern conflict that offered many lessons, several of which have already been implemented while others are underway. General Chauhan reiterated that India is a peace-loving nation, but cautioned that peace without power is utopian. He emphasized the importance of Atmanirbharta in defense, integrated logistics, and the absorption of artificial intelligence, cyber, and quantum technologies to enhance operational capabilities. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting search operations at 13 different locations across Delhi NCR, including the residence of former Delhi Health Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj in a case related to Delhi hospital construction scam. The ED is conducting search operations in the alleged irregularities in hospital construction projects sanctioned during the Aam Aadmi Party's government's tenure. Earlier, the anti-corruption branch of Delhi police had registered an FIR against Saurabh Bharadwaj, along with private contractors and government officials in this regard. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party criticised the ED raids at their party leader Saurabh Bharadwaj's residence, calling it a politically motivated action orchestrated by the BJP. In a social media post, Mr. Kejriwal said the AAP is not scared of these BJP raids. In Jammu and Kashmir, various parts of Jammu region have been witnessing continuous heavy rainfall since late last night. Water levels in major rivers and streams across the Jammu region, including Basantar in Samba, Uj and Ravi in Kathua, Chenab in Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban and Jammu, and Tawi in Udhampur and Jammu, rose sharply, prompting the administration to put disaster response teams and local police on alert. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.7% down during afternoon trade today ahead of looming US tariff deadline. And with that, we end this news bulletin.